these West Coast trips, you go to bed, you wake up, the game's over. Did it really happen?
Right.
Yeah, it happened in front of very few fans in a against a crappy team, and you've got the Padres continue to win, the Diamondbacks continue to win, and you've got the Braves sliding now. All of a sudden, guess who you're chasing for the third spot? The Braves.
Unbelievable.
And these are games, I agree with you. Go 5-5.
5-5.
6-4 is what I thought.
Right.
5-5 you'll take. The problem is you're not going to make up any ground, and you've got another West Coast trip at the end of the month, and these are the crappy teams that you need to be winning series against.
Yeah. Now, look, I mean, when I saw this road trip, my first thought was 5-5. I got to tell you, right off the top of my head, I said, this team's going to go 5-5. You know
what the problem is with that,
Joe? It's a terrible trip. And anybody, here's the other thing, too. And people get crazy, you know. Anybody beats anybody in baseball. It's baseball. I mean, you know, 162 games. You're gonna lose games to bad teams. I mean, I'm sorry.
I don't disagree with you. But I think if you are what you think you are, right. You think you're a playoff team, I'm not saying that they... You know, I was listening yesterday to the station a little bit. Maybe it was Brandon. Maybe it was even Tommy. I'm not even sure. Talking about you got to go in and sweep the Rockies. I'm not saying that. But you got to win the series.
But I think,
this is a bad team.
But I think there's another thing at work here, too. And this is my mindset with the Mets this year. I said this to you yesterday. All right, they're 59-54 now. If you would have told me two and a half months ago that I'm going to be sitting here in early August and they're five games over 500, I said, you're out of your mind, okay? I had no expectation level for this team this year, okay? And I understand they go on this crazy streak and they're playing great. Now, all of a sudden, the expectation level has been raised. You know, you gotta. It is what it is. This team is what they are. If they're giving us a season, okay, which we didn't think we were gonna get. I thought by this time the team would look completely different than it did 2 months ago.
Agreed,
because they would have got rid of everybody. Mm-hmm. All right, that's what I was thinking at the back in May or whenever it was. You know, but it is what it is. They're giving us a season. If they make the playoffs, great. Okay. If they don't make the playoffs, okay, because I didn't expect it anyway. So I'm not sitting here as a Met fan. I know a lot of Met fans. I get a text from Joey and Clark last night. Oh, Severino, you couldn't have him. He sucks. You know, Joey's got to calm down. Joey and Clark looks at the baseball season like it's the NFL. Okay. You can't look at it that way. All right.
But I can look at a series as an NFL.
You could. Okay, you could. But again, I love the Mets. I love my team. I've been with them since day one. But my expectation level for this team.
So it didn't change at all?
No. If they make the playoffs, great. If they don't make the playoffs, get me to kick off on Monday night in San Francisco. I'm serious.
This is just the bridge for you to get the football.
Well, it's not really, but I mean, look, if this was the 86, if this was a team of the 80s, yeah, that's a different story. I mean, you know, we win 90 to 100 games every year, 108 games, yeah. But nobody thought this team was going to be any good this year. Who's kidding?
Until they were, though.
Okay. But
I mean, honestly.
But they're not dead.
I never said they're dead.
Here's the other thing, too. They have had, since they got on the hot streak, they've really had no protracted losing streaks.
No, they've been a 500 team since the big...
I think they've lost three straight at one point.
Right.
You know, they lost those two in a row in L.A. They come back, they beat St. Louis. You know, like you said, come back and win tonight. Who's pitching? Blackburn tonight?
Yes.
Yeah, come back and win tonight. Win the series. That would be great. But I'm telling you, just get through this home road trip at 5-5.